Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, a very warm welcome to the Meditation Show. For those of you that are new to the show, we are focusing, surprise, surprise, on meditation. And actually, we have all sorts of topics here. And this evening, we are looking at the subject of positivity. God knows we need a good dose of this right now, don't we? There's so much challenge out there. I should tell you about a recent session that I hosted. It was a beautiful session over at the Sanger House, which I run with my wife, Denise. And it was in our virtual studio. We had a Tibetan monk, not just any Tibetan monk. This man was a High Lama. His name was Lama Yeshe Rinpoche. He's the abbot of a Tibetan monastery. It was incredible to listen to this old man. His face might have looked old. I guess he was about 87, 88, something like that. But the vibrancy in his words and demeanour were absolutely incredible. And in fact, he said right at the start, he said, all you need to make spiritual progress in life is positivity, positivity, positivity. He kept going like that. Was beautiful. He said, so join my beautiful club of positivity. Positivity towards the world, your community, your friends and family, and yourself. That was really important. He was really driving that home. And I totally agree with him. And this evening, this session is going to be about positivity towards ourselves, but also actually to our towns and counties. And shortly, I'm going to be introducing a lovely lady called Trish Collar. She's joining me in the studio, and we're going to talk about this subject from a wider perspective. But for the moment, to come back to self, if you like, as a Buddhist, a key part of my practice is accepting the rough with the smooth. To not push away aspects of life that perhaps might cause me distaste or aversion to things. Essentially, to fully live in the world. But I also recognise that we can't just have rose-tinted spectacles all the time. We can't just ignore problems. You know, they happen to us, don't they? You know, we all get challenges in life. And you know, I'm not foolish. I know that they challenge us and cause us difficulties. But what we train to do in Buddhist practice is to see this with honest, compassionate eyes. And I also understand strong emotions get stirred up with these challenges. So how do we go about this? How do we introduce positivity into a very difficult picture? seeing life the way it is, actually, but still staying positive. As Buddhists, we look at the things that actually stop us, that get in the way of these things. And none of these things are external. It's very easy to blame our difficulties on external things. But actually, if we're talking about something like positivity, the stopper, the blocker, if you like, to that is inside of us, inside of our minds, each and every one of us, with no exception. So how do we work with this? How do we change our inbuilt, heartfelt reaction to the things that cause us conflict and aversion? We look at these blockers. And this is often the way with Buddhist practice. You look at how your mind is blocking you and you work to remove those blocks. Here, the opposite of positivity is fairly obvious, is negativity. And that, of course, means judging and judgment. The state of judging is actually habitual. If we allow ourselves to judge things, judging becomes a habit. Now, of course, we all judge, actually. Just think about the last time you met someone totally new. You're walking down the street, a totally new person walks up towards you. You've never met them before, and they haven't even spoken to you yet. You start to form opinions about that person. You perhaps look at them and think about their financial status in life, what their job is. And worst of all, you might even decide if you like them or not. It's a crazy, crazy situation. Now, what I should say is that this is not, we don't see it in Buddhism as something evil or wrong. It's just human. This is what us humans do. But what we can do is use that behavior to notice it. And actually, when we notice it and work with it, we can change our habit. The mind can be seen as a container. Pour liquid into any container and it takes the shape of the container. So here, if you pour awareness into a mind that is negative, that mind will see a negative world. Its world is going to be negative in nature. A world that's full of things we don't like, in actual fact. In the worst case, we can end up withdrawing into ourselves full of anger, full of fear. So what can we do? We just learn to notice through mind watching. All we have to do is notice the negative thoughts emerging and they melt away. That's how the process works. This way we break the habit of noticing our judging. And if we take all that judging away, we've reshaped our container. We now live in a positive world. We, of course, trust our thoughts, but often they don't give us an informed view. They can literally lie to us. So by going into this process of noticing our thoughts, noticing their nature, noticing potential negative judgment, we let those thoughts melt away. They will naturally be replaced with a positive view in life. Now that builds habit in the meditation cushion. But actually, the idea is that if we do that regularly enough, we then take that into the real world. And when we're out and about and our world is kicking off, we notice these judging thoughts arising in the mind. And actually, because it's habit-driven, it'll be almost unconscious. We will draw back from them and let them go, and we'll be positive. Now, this is very much at the individual level, but as I said, I've got a very special guest with me today, Trish Koller, and I'm going to introduce you to her in a minute. We're going to look at actually taking this through, not just from the individual perspective, but widening out to the perspective of a town and a community. Trish is a big promoter of positivity in our town, Taunton. I'm sure some of you will have seen her column in the Somerset Gazette. And I'm going to introduce you to her right now after this piece of music. Enjoy it.
matter.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and a warm welcome back to the Meditation Show with Andy Sprack. And I've got a special guest with me now. I've got Trish Collar with me. Trish has come in to join in with this discussion on positivity, but from a kind of wider perspective, if you like. So first of all, I'm going to let Trish to introduce herself, tell us a little bit about herself. Trish.
Okay, well, my name is Trish Collar, or Collar, depending on how you pronounce it. But my husband's family never seem to agree on whether it's Collar or Collar, so I answer to most things and call most people darling, just to get away with that pronunciation issue. I'm of a certain age, born in Musgrove, have lived here all my life. Met and married a boy from Taunton. We've been married 35 years, I think, now. So I know Taunton inside and out. I've never lived anywhere else. I'm very lucky to have all my family, my sister, brother, cousins, nephews. Everyone is local. My children, who are my world, obviously, until the grandchildren arrived, and now they are my world. So I've got experience of growing up in the town all through the ages, and now looking forward to Taunton and how it's going to be for my grandchildren growing up. So I've got a very wide vision of Taunton, how it was, how it is, and how we would like it to be.
Lovely, because I've only been here 5 years, so yeah, you've definitely got a good few years on me yet. So we're talking about positivity here, and I know you're a real champion for positivity in Taunton.
I am.
Yes, absolutely, because you have your own column, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Paul Jones, the editor of the Somerset County Gazette, approached me about 18 months ago, nearly 2 years ago now, to write a column about positivity, my experiences with meditation, mindfulness-based meditation, and my whole positive attitude, in my life. It fell off the back of a total nervous breakdown 9 years ago when I lost my mum. So learning mindfulness just completely changed me, retrained my brain, reset me to enable me to cope with life and kind of float through it just by living in the moment and learning how to breathe. And
sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm teaching my grandmother to suck eggs across the desk here. But no, meditation for me was, it saved and changed my life, and has just made such a difference.
Okay.
That I do live very, very positively. So my columns are always about compassion and kindness, and trying to get people to remember happy times and find things to focus on when they're feeling upset or out of sorts, yeah, and things, and just trying to get people to be a little bit happier and more positive about where they live and how they live their lives day to day.
Yeah, I have to say it's a fantastic column. I'd really recommend people read it. When I read it, I must admit it picks up an implication for me, and that is there's possibly a view behind there that we're not in a totally positive place in Taunton, and therefore you are on a bit of a battle to lift the positivity level, if you like.
I've got an answer for this. You're looking across the desk at me. the negative people and the negative energy that is sometimes around us with things that the council are doing or other people are doing, shopkeepers, whatever, the things that they moan about are not typical to Taunton. They're typical to wherever you live across the UK and probably across the world. So I get very annoyed when people say negative things about empty shops and yes. weeds and the grass growing long. That isn't Taunton.
No, because you are right. Every town in the country has these challenges, doesn't it, at the yeah. moment, particularly following the pandemic. So, yes, quite right. There's no reason to pour scorn on Taunton. We have a national, if not an international, challenge here.
Yeah, but you quite often find that those feelings and the way that people communicate those feelings is inherent in that person. And we all know them. That's, we all know yes. who they are.
Yes.
And they deserve a voice as much as myself and the happy people do.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be listened to and you know, treated properly. But I would love to talk to them and just say, just find something about Taunton that you really love.
Yeah.
Whether it's a building or a park or a statue or a shop window, whatever, and just concentrate on that and just talk about it in a nice way. Just talk the town up. Hashtag yeah. positive Taunton.
Quite right.
And I think if everybody started doing that and, you know, really, 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 really started talking the town up positively, that things will happen and they'll happen quicker and we will be able to get better.
Yeah. So if we had a scientific instrument that could measure positivity and level one was severe negativity and number 10 was ecstatically positive, what do you think that scientific instrument would give as a reading for Taunton?
Oh, okay. I think we're getting better.
Okay.
I do see, I mean, I work in PR, so I do use and read social media a lot. And I have noticed things getting better. So if I had to give it a number, I'd say, you know, that Taunton, you know, does err on the side of positivity and maybe give us a 7. But
okay,
I'd like to see that number grow. I mean, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to give it a number like 7? I mean, who wants to go backwards? Who wants to be less
Quite
positive?
Right.
Who wants to be negative about the place that they live? It's, you know, it's
so you're quite optimistic that it'll carry on going up, that that machine will measure.
I am. Whether I wear these rose-tinted spectacles I'm always being accused of wearing or not, it's how I choose to live. And I think your eyes are on the front of your head for a reason and they mm-hmm. point forward. And why would you not want to improve?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if Taunton hit the 10 scale, what sort of difference do you think it would make to the town?
Well, I don't want to get boring, but I think economically, I think it would be fantastic because, you know, at the moment there are being decisions made about moving more people into the town centre to live. And I hear a lot of negativity about the amount of over 55s apartments and things. But these people should be welcomed with open arms in Taunton because these people have still got an awful lot to offer.
Well, I've got there now myself. So.
Exactly. Well, I'm over 55, just by a little bit. And, you know, they bring so much to the town. They, you know, they're still working, most of them, but they're experienced.
Mm.
And, you know, they've got time on their hands, some of them, you know, in a few years' time and things. They've got a little bit of money behind them. And I just think, you know, yeah, we should make them welcome, but we should also... Anything we're planning for the town now should be done in conjunction with our college age children because they are community rather. I don't want to call them children, but they are the ones that are going to have to live with all the decisions that the local authorities are making now about the future, the things we build, the things we do, the things we plan. You know, my toes will be curling up before most of them have happened. So we need to involve the young as well. That's me with my grandma head on. And, you know, just think about it. If there's a head office for a technology company in Birmingham and they want to move their head office, and they look and they think, blimey, that Taunton, everyone's raving about it. Everyone seems really happy and there's loads of things happening. They've got the cricket, they've got the Castle Hotel, they've got, you know, they're close to Exmoor and Minehead and the hills and the moors and the forest. We've got so much to offer here. And if we talk positively and we act like we love where we live, it will soon spread outwards across the county and across the southwest and whatever. So then these head offices, they come down here and they bring all these high earning or decent earning, decent wage earning people who might stay here and bring families up. And then suddenly, especially with the sports and everything that's happening around here, they fill the hotels and the pubs and the clubs and the restaurants and the cafes and the tills are ringing. And suddenly we become a town that has a booming economy, and we're not scratching around for a few pounds to do something for this organisation, that organisation. Positivity is such a thing, it can spread and
absolutely brilliant
just get bigger.
Totally agree. So what's stopping it? The negativity, whose fault is it? Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it? Maybe stay away from names.
Well, we all know who they are, bless them, and they do deserve a voice. And if they have got a relevant reason for saying what they're saying, then do listen, just in case it's something that we haven't thought about. But I would urge people who tend to be negative. I did put this in my column this week. My dad once told me when I was a little girl, many, many, many years ago, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, Trish, it's been absolutely fantastic to have you with me here in the studio. On the nail, I mean, your thinking is exactly the same as mine, actually. But I'm going to take it back now down to the personal level, because let's face it, that's where it all starts. Mm-hmm. And as Buddhists, we don't do any big actions to change the world. We believe that by putting the ripples in the pond, they flow out there and affect others. So that starts with the individual. It starts with the self. So I'm going to lead a nice meditation now. It looks at this topic right into the heart of each and every one of us, because all of us have this battle potentially with negativity, turning it into positivity at different times in our lives. We can use meditation to actually work on that and watch these tiny little pulls in our mind when the mind is trying to drag us towards a negative perspective. And just by noticing it, we can let it go. So that's what we're going to do next. But thanks again, Trish. That
was
lovely.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, so welcome back to the Meditation Show. This evening we're looking at this subject of positivity. And that was a lovely interview from Trish there. And we were talking to a certain extent about looking outwards at the town and the community from the perspective of positivity. But actually, of course, all of this stuff starts inside of our own minds, our own hearts, if you like. And this is what meditation focuses on. We look at the nitty-gritty of the thoughts that are driving us. And that's what we're going to do now, actually. We're going to do a meditation to focus in on this stuff. And I really recommend you join in, you take part. You're going to need a comfortable seat and make sure, of course, that you're not going to be disturbed, that your friends and family know this is your time to work on positivity. And remember, as I said in the first part, actually, to work on positivity, you've got to look at the negative in the mind. In other words, the judging and the judgment that goes on. And that's what we're going to focus on. So we're going to start with a body scan. And as we go through it, I'll talk you through it. You want to focus on those little moments in the mind when some sort of judgment comes up. It might be something like, well, this is a waste of time for me. That's a judgment. Or it might be that I really can't feel much here. I should be feeling more. That sort of thing. Yes. Okay. Well, let's just get down to it. So you need to relax into your seat, first of all. Nice, gentle, upright posture. Bring a sense of strength into the spine. You don't want to be rigid, but you do want that feeling of strength in your posture. This will help the mind stay fresh and alert. Relaxing down into the seat, you feel the seat underneath you and you feel the space around you. Let your eyes gently close, resting just below the horizon. Take a couple of nice deep breaths and relax into the moment. Now we're going to move into the body scan, and while we're going through the body, I want you to really focus on the feelings you can detect, the pure awareness of sensation in the body. And we start with the feet, so take the mind down into the feet and feel as much as you can. And even this early on in the meditation, perhaps judging and judgment appears and you start to wonder if you're doing it right. Are you feeling enough? Have you got the time for this? Should you be doing something else? All these are manifestations of judging. So let them go. Just let them drift through the mind like leaves on a breeze and come back to the awareness of the sensation in the feet. Just sitting with that. You can feel sensations inside the feet, in the muscles and the sinews, and out on the surface. Work across the soles of the feet, up through the heels. Notice if the mind is interfering with expectation and let that go. Or if it's trying to imagine some sort of sensation, let that go too. Just be with whatever you feel. You work up through the ankle bones. It's not a huge amount of sensation here, so you might have to really tune in, see what you can feel. If you can't feel very much, that's what you're feeling. Just be with that. Moving up into the shins and the calf muscles, let go of tension in that area. Let it melt out. As we go through, the more you relax in the body, let go of tension, the more still you will become, and the more you will feel. We work up into the knees, and you can examine the kneecaps and behind the knees. Just see what you can feel in your knees. If there's discomfort or pain, we don't punish ourselves with it, we don't push it away, we don't get tense. We soften into the area, offering a sense of friendship. Working in this way with a sense of acceptance towards what we feel gives us a different perspective on working with challenges in our life, where discomfort and pain appear in different ways. So we develop a habit of softening into it, letting go. Work up along the thighs and the hamstrings all the time, letting go of tension. You can feel perhaps the contact of your clothing. Now we come up into the sitting bones. You can really feel yourself relaxing and letting go here, enjoying the sensation of connecting to the earth through your seat, feeling the pull of the earth, seeing that in this moment you can feel all these sensations in your body, and this moment is connecting to the earth, the same moment. Just get a feeling for that. As you sink and settle, just allow the head to float up a little. That sense of strength in the spine, sense of purpose and intent to stay with the practice. And then we can use that to come into the heart space, to look at our emotions, see how you feel. Here, stay away from thought, stay away from the justifications for the emotions. Just feel, how does your heart feel? Bring a sense of softness, a sense of friendship into that space. Gentle, warm compassion. Now come up to the shoulders and let go of tension here, soften it out. We can carry our lives in our shoulders, let it go. And travel down the arms and into the hands and the fingers. Now back up to the head and explore the scalp. Soften in the face. Feel the sensations in the face and let them soften. And bring all of these sensations together in the body. This is your life in this moment, right now.
जिस काम में जिस ढंग में आधार मन जिस काम में जिस धाम में
feeling your body sitting in your space. All those thousands of sensations that we picked up in the body scan. This is life in this moment completely, pure awareness. In this, there is no judging or judgment. There's pure awareness, nothing else. Whatever you're feeling, that's what you're feeling. Just sit with it for a moment. Gently sitting, we start to notice the breath. And we notice it first in our chest area. We feel the gentle rise and fall of the rib cage. As you gently breathe, again, pay attention, be vigilant to the gentle pull of the mind if it is introducing any negative thoughts, any judgmental thoughts. For example, is my breath deep enough? Should it be deeper? Perhaps even you notice that you're altering the breath, deliberately deepening it. That in itself is judgment. Just let the breath be as it is. Feeling the breath, feeling the chest respond to the breathing. So we can experience the full path of the breath as it enters the nose, down through the back of the throat, through the chest and deep into the belly, experiencing and enjoying that full path. Just watching the breath as it flows through that full path and uncoils back out again. You may notice that the breath has naturally deepened and slowed. That's okay. Just don't try to do something deliberate here, because that in itself is judging the breath. Get used to accepting the breath exactly as it is. Thank you. As you sit and gently watch the breath, you probably pick up somewhere in the breath's journey a place where you can feel it more obvious than in other areas. This could be at the tip of the nose or the back of the throat, in the chest or deep down in the belly. So now just take a moment to identify that spot where you can most feel the breath. And we center our mind there. All of our awareness, all of our concentration, just on that point. Feeling the breath come and go. Gently pay attention to the mind, if it's pulling you. See how early you can pick it up, when the thoughts are just a seed in the mind. The magic here is in the noticing. Just notice, and the mind will let go, and the thoughts will float away. Just the breath, nice and gentle, nice and calm, watching the breath. Gently relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into your space. Just sit for a moment, relaxed, pure awareness, and check in with yourself, see how you're feeling. Even at this stage, watching gently if any judging comes up. If your mind says to itself, I wasn't as good as I expected, I didn't do as well as I expected, I wasn't concentrated enough. Let those thoughts go. Just sitting, just feeling your space around you and your body sitting in it, breathing gently. And we can set ourselves a gentle intent to take this mindful attitude of watching for when judgment arises, out into our evening and our week. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. You've been listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Andy Sprague from the Sangha House, presenting the meditation show. Thank you once again to Trish Kuller for coming in. It was a lovely chat, and I will be back very soon. Take care, everybody. Bye for now. Oh,
Soul, the sun on shining. Yeah, no,